Will Pelagic, Tom Lively. 2:38 to play in the third quarter. Hamilton Fenney with a 14-7 lead on Valley Catholic, but the Warriors have the ball and momentum. They've outscored the Hornets 7-0 in this quarter, and the Hornets have not gotten a first down so far in this quarter. Third and one from the 39 for Valley Catholic. They need the 40 for a first down. Grimminger takes the snap, has it himself, gets it the first down across the 42, diving ahead to the 43-yard line. 4 yards for the Valley signal caller and a first down for the Warriors.
This is a different team altogether that we've seen here in the second half from the first half.
One of the things Coach Nagger was concerned about is possibly having the jitters, also perhaps trying to do too much and not trying to play within the team's framework. Now we're seeing it come to fruition here in the second half. Trip to the left, one to the right on first and 10 from the 43. Grimminger rolling left side. He's going to run it across the 45. Breaks the tackle to the 50. Inside Hamilton territory to the 48-yard line. And close to another first down as he gets to the 47-yard line, says the head umpire. And it'll be an 11-yard gain and a first down for Valley Catholic.
And you know, as a quarterback, he is not afraid to take a hit. He has taken several already today.
Referee says first down indeed. 14 rushes, 62 yards for Grimminger. 165 on the passing attack also today. They're in Hamilton Fenney territory at the 47, first and 10. Quads to the right, one to the left. Grimminger alone in the shotgun. Takes the snap, runs it again right side. Hurdles a man at the 41-yard line and surges ahead to the 40. Michael Grimminger is taking his team on the back right now, and he is just hurling it towards the other side of the field.
You know, he's had a couple of quarterback keepers here and really moved the ball up. I'm ready to see them kind of fake it out and air it out here once, see what happens.
Second and three. Ball is at the Hamilton Penny 40. Valley trailing by seven with 1:36 to play in the third quarter. Grimminger takes the snap with quads to the left, hands to Uding, running right side. Breaks the tackle with the 40. Still on his feet at the 38-yard line. Might have forward progress that's just short of the first down at the 37-yard line. Uding almost looked like he was going to fall back another 2 yards, but he was stout on his feet and stayed up.
He basically just backpedaled after he stayed up. He backpedaled. He knew he'd get a couple more yards until he hit somebody.
They give him the 38-yard line. Valley Catholic needing the 37 for a first down. It's third and short. Four receivers to the left side. The Hamilton Penny fans on our far sideline are up on their feet. Grimminger alone in the shotgun. He takes the snap on third and one. Looking to throw right side. Almost intercepted on the far sideline. He telegraphed the pass looking for Nick Brown. And Mike Lamp knew it on that far sideline. He almost picked Grimminger. Would have been the third time the Hornets had an interception today. And it brings up fourth and one.
They've been able to read him pretty well all day long on his passing.
Well, you got to think the ball is going to be either in Grimminger's hands or Uding's right now on fourth and one.
I imagine it would probably be Grimminger here.
Three-man front, left side, or trips to the left side, one to the right. Grimminger with Uding in the backfield, taking the snap, running right side, has the first down to the 35. Surges inside to the 29 to the 30-yard line. He just ran a straight keeper to the right side, gets nine across the right edge, and a first down for Valley Catholic.
This drive has pretty much been all him with some great blocks.
44 seconds to go in the third quarter. Valley trailing by seven, but deep now again in Hamilton territory. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Grimminger takes the snap, looking left, throwing across the end zone. Caught, touchdown! Nathan Guile across the middle of the field was wide open on the seam route. And Valley Catholic's an extra point away from tying the game here in the third quarter.
You know, it was time for it, Will. They've been doing quarterback keepers handoff. It was time to air it out once, and it paid off for Valley Catholic.
30 yards on the touchdown strike from Grimminger to Guile, and Kevin Apps will attempt the extra point on a chance to try this game at 14 with 30 seconds left in the third quarter. Moulton with the hold, Apps the kick, it's up, it's perfect. And we're knotted up, 14 apiece. Valley Catholic with a third quarter surge to tie the score. This is the 2009 Show Me Bowl Class 1 State Championship on J98.